Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. In this lesson, I want to talk about the tune Woody and You. Jocko brought it up, and I thought I would put in my two cents. It's been a long time since I played this tune, but I remember studying this tune really, really hard. And I think I transcribed, I think Bill Evans does it, and I transcribed his solo, which was really, really incredible. If I'm right, you know, a lot of those years are a blur now. It's been a long time. But let's go through the tune. First, I'm going to tell you the tune in just a couple sentences and show you why this tune harmonically is incredibly simple. Okay, the first A, second A, and last A. Get to the flat 5, minor 7, flat 5, 2 to an altered 5. So in other words, get to the flat 5, it's 2 5-1s all the way home. Whatever key you're in, key of D flat, get to the 2 5, that's a G. G, C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. And the minor chords are all flat 5, and the dominant chords are all altered. It means the 9th and the 5th are changed, okay? For the most part. The bridge, 2 5 1 to the 4, 2 5 1 to the 5. And the bridge is lopsided. Okay, now I'll explain what all that means. So let's take it in the key of C. Key of C, my first chord is going to be the flat 5. That's F sharp. F sharp to B. E to A. D to G to C. Okay? And it was a minor 7 flat 5 to a sharp 9 chord. It could be altered. Totally altered. You know, the 9th and the 5th. It could just be a sharp 9 chord. I would take that progression and I would play it through all the keys. And you see, it will get so simple, and you'll learn a lot about voicings from doing this. And there's a lot of tunes that get to the flat 5 and 2 5 1 it all the way home. And the one that just comes to my mind is the Bridge of Misty. I think it does that. Not exactly like this tune, but the bridge goes A flat, then you get to A. And the other tune that does it, this one, right? What's that called? Oh, man. Saturday Night Tune, right? I forget the name of it. Anyway, you get to the bridge. And then it gets to the flat 5. So there's a lot of tunes that do this. It's a great tune to study. So you should be able to tackle that very simply. You work on that. And then you get to the bridge in the key of C. I'm going to go 2 5 1 to the 4 chord. And I said lopsided. Now here, I'll tell you what I mean by that. Most of the time when you get the bridges and they go to the 4 and then to the 5 chord, you go. And that was 2 bars getting there, and that was 2 bars there. You know what I mean by that? It was a 2 5 for 2 bars, and then it was the 1 chord for 2 bars. So it's like it's balanced. And this tune, it's 75% of the 2 5 progression, and then you're only on the 1 chord for 25%. So if that's 4 bars, that means 3 bars are the 2 5, and the 4th bar is the 1. So it's this. Okay, and then we have to get to the 5 chord now, and we're in the key of C, so now we're getting to the 5 chord is G, so. And then we just take it, last A, take it home. Right? Okay. So as far as the chords go, that should be really simple. And if you just break it down, if we were in a room together, I would have you, as long as you have you know some tunes and you have a working knowledge of harmony and chords, in an hour you'd have this and you'd be playing the chords through all the keys. I've done it so many times with students over the years. Let's talk about the melody. The melody is the 7th of the minor 2 5 of the minor 2 flat 5 chord. It's really hard. You know, when you think of things like more abstractly and you have to bring it back and put the names on things, and it gets really difficult and actually a little bit frustrating. Because I think I probably say chords wrong and do things like that because just how I think of it now from studying it for so long. But minor 7 flat 5 chord. Put the 7th on the top. Hear it? D minor 7 flat 5, 7th on top. Now you can, if you know the tune, you know the you can hear the next note of the melody. In fact, you could probably hear the whole melody if you're familiar with the tune. Right? So it's the 7th of the minor 7 flat 5 to the sharp 9. It went up. Sharp 9 of the 5 chord. And you just play that through all the keys. I mean, you just play that 2-5-1 all the way home. So I played a D half diminished. What key are we in? That's the tritone. D is a tritone of what? A flat. So. Okay, so as far as this part, you should be able to figure that out fairly easy. If you put a little time into it, it'll get really simple, really quick. And then when you're home, you have to do this. And that's really to me a really beautiful lick. Surround the third, go up the chord, surround the root. I don't even have to, this note, you shouldn't even have to think about. You'll just play it in all the key. That won't require much thought. But surround the third, up the chord. And it's an A flat major 7. I would take that and just go through and put it through all the keys, you know. And just get that sound in your head. So that's the A section. That's not very difficult. So far, the chords and the melody have not been very difficult at all. The bridge, 2-5-1 to the 4, 2-5-1 to the 5. The melody starts on the 9th of the minor 7 chords. The A sections, the minor 7, the 2 chord, the minor 7 chord was always a flat 5. On the bridge, the minor 7 chords are all just natural, no flat 5s, just regular minor 7 chords. The melody starts on the 9th. Now the hardest part to work on, and I sort of don't have a shortcut. I mean, I have a little trick that I think of with it. With the first part. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that right now. So you get to the 9th. You should be able to play that in any key, right? D minor. Right? F minor. So you get that much together, and then you have to sort through and figure out that it's the minor chord, and then it's altered. That is, if you're thinking of that chord as a D flat 7. If you look in the real book, I think it has a G 7 there. So that's one bar of the tune that's going to require thought in each key until you figure out how to play it in a few different keys, and it's going to get easy. And then the next part of the melody is the 2-5-1 to the 5 chord. Okay, I think I played it. What did I play? Okay, so again, that bar is going to be tough. So I'm going to save those two bars for you to sort through, and that's going to be the most challenging part of the tune. But as far as the bridge, you can play this in any key, can't you? You can play that in any key. Up a whole step. Okay, now I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about playing over the tune. Okay, minor seventh chords with that have a flat five. Okay, the interesting thing about a minor seven flat five chord, it in a 2-5 progression, is the scale that you use for the minor seven flat five chord is a Locrian scale. So if I play G minor seven flat five, I play G Locrian. And this is just one way of looking at it, and this is a great entryway. So if anyone's going, oh, wait, you can do this, you can do that. Yes, 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 yes. But let's start off with just the basics. So it's a Locrian scale. Now, if you noticed, that's a 2 in the key of F, right? There's no E natural in that scale. There's no leading tone. The leading tone with a minor 2-5 progression is saved. Saved for the 5 chord, where if we play G minor 7 with no flat 5, a regular 5, it's Dorian, there's the leading tone. So it's kind of interesting that in a minor 7 flat 5 chord, listen to this. Doesn't that really sound like the leading tone now? And really, and for the purposes of talking about it now, I should go to a minor chord, okay? Okay, because minor 7 flat 5 is to a C7 sharp 9 is strictly theoretically from a minor progression. Even though we can do that and go to a major chord, which in this tune we do. We go E flat 7 flat 5, A flat 7 sharp 9 to D flat major 7 instead of D flat minor. But strictly speaking, the E flat minor 7 flat 5, A flat 7 sharp 9 is all about C sharp minor, okay? And then instead, we fool everybody and we go to D flat major. So you see that the 2-5 progressions in the A section, all the 2s with the flat 5s never have the leading tones. We save it for the dominant chords. So that means you can come up with a lot of cool, like, paths. Let's call them paths to work through these chords. I can go... save the E, because I'm not going to put it over the 2 chord, but I can even go... see what I did? G7, minor 7, flat 5, I start on the C. That's an easy lick to figure out. So to find these paths through a progression like this is really great because you can mimic it all the way down and you can really learn about the progression, learn about target notes and where tendencies are, where notes want to go, and you can just play over that. So now once I know, have some ideas, and I can go... right? So you can work up all kinds of devices, whatever you want to call them. You know, it's great to study in this way, to kind of work out lines and see where things want to go. And really, to separate the chords, you know, four mallet playing is great, but a tune like this, you want to make sure your lines can carry the movement of the chords. Because I can always do this. Nothing happening in my melody. It's all happening in the chord. So if I immediately pull into four mallets, I think you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not working through the line to make it all happen. Right? Okay, when we get to the bridge, with the lopsided two fives, you would, to start off, because, you know, I can, whenever I say a rule, I see all the ways to break it, and I see people going, oh, wait a second, no, that's not true, because you can do this, you can do that. We're just working into it, so we need rules to have and to break later on. So, here it is. So if you think of that as just two fives, so A flat and D flat, or if you think of it as A flat, D flat, A flat, D flat, A flat, G7, G major 7. Okay, it's still gonna be sort of similar. The G7 is a tritone sub of the D flat. So what you're gonna do is keep through all this, through all that, it's gonna be kind of a Dorian or Mixolydian sound, okay? And at the very end, you're gonna alter it in some way. So listen to what happens. Okay, you can hear it move at the very end. I altered it and I resolved it. So you wanna try that. You wanna keep the altered stuff out until the very end of the chord. Okay, and it's a little tricky because there are two ways of playing it. Some guys go A flat, G, G flat, and B flat, A7, and A flat. And then I play with guys, and on the solo sections, they just keep the two fives happening. But still, it's still kind of the same. If you think of that chord as an A flat to a G7, it's probably still going to have a D flat, maybe even an E flat. So. Okay, and then you're back. The last A section is the half diminished chords again. So, now, if you've listened to this whole lesson, at this point you might be like, oh my God, this is way over my head. Well, the only reason it's way over your head is because you're taking the whole thing as one piece. Go back to the beginning, break it down piece by piece. Just take a little part and work on it. Even if I'm not super articulate with everything, still everything's there. You take the minor 2-5 progression, you practice it. You get to the flat 5, you work your way home. You practice the bridge, it's lopsided. You practice the melody. I mean, you just spend time practicing the tune. You find paths through the minor 7 flat 5s to the dominant chords. You practice the lick for the major chord. And you do all that, and you work it through all different keys and just kind of have fun with it. And then you start assembling the tune, and you'll start making sense out of it, and it'll be easy. Okay? So the trick is to break everything down. If you take this whole lesson, it could seem overwhelming. But if you go back and just take the first 2 minutes and work on that, and then take minutes 3 and 4 and work on that, it's going to be simple. Okay? And then in the end, you just piece it together and you just take simple solos through it. Work out some things that help you. Because if you work out something and you do it in one key, well, okay. But if you work out something and play it through all the keys and move this tune around, then you're really learning a lot and it's something you can take with you through a whole bunch of other tunes. All right. Well, I think I'm going to try to work something up with it. My schedule's pretty busy at the time of this lesson, but when I see these challenges up there, you know, most of the time I work on a lot of the things that you guys talk about. I'll spend some time on the vibes working on it. So Jocko brought up this tune, Woody and You, and hopefully I can do something, even if it's a simple version of the tune, and play through it. So, so I can kind of party with all you, with the rest of you guys, right? Hope this was helpful. Any questions, just post them, and we can talk about Woody and You.